Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
You know, I'm tired of being targeted. You know, for 18, 20 years, I have been living in an area with some crazy, I won't say that, people with mental health issues targeted me. They followed me around in the car. You know that they have, I felt I was a victim of stalking and so on. You know, I'm a good person, but I didn't realize that being ambitious or wanting to be an artist will make people want to stop me or racism. I am a very open-minded person, and I do not want to write someone who's antisocial. I don't know why I attract antisocial to me, because I don't deal with criminals. I don't deal with people who are homophobic, racist. I don't want that coming around me. People who, because I'm a progressive, I'm a Democrat, and I don't want to attract people are totally the opposite of me or not as open or up to no good to come to my way. And I know where these people are, where they come from. They have mental health issues. You know, they could do a lot, but they choose to try to target me. Today I heard them say that they took my check, financial check, to prevent me from lowering my condo. I thought that was really sick. They don't want me to own a home or want me. They want me to try to prevent me from go back to apartment. That's not going to happen in that way. But it's really like trying to be ambitious and trying to be do what I need to do, attract these targets. I can't deal with no sociopath or no homophobe or some person who's like the Ku Klux Klan. I don't want them attracted to me, or some very, very ultra conservative who's prejudiced against me because I'm black. I don't want that around me. While I am open to all people, I'm not open to closed-minded people, criminals, but they come my way. It's not paranoia. It's just what I experience. One of them said, "Stay with my own kind." I said, "That's so racist. Any type of racism is wrong. Stay with your own kind is a statement from a racist. The KKK say those kinds of things. Any type of racism. The truth is, love does not see color, creed, race, sexual orientation. It does not. So when they say stay with your own kind, they're disrespecting everybody. There's a lot of people who are involved in interracial relationships, black and white or black and Latino, whatever. It is just as beautiful as any as people who are in the same color. Skin tone has nothing to do with love. It's been shown scientifically. I believe that strongly. Whoever you marry, you marry. Whoever you hang out with, you can't go by color. White racism, black racism, or any type of racism is wrong, just like any type of homophobia. And I'm going to get to that in a minute. You know, it's truly wrong. I don't like to make these allegations because when I do this on podcasts, I have these individuals who listen to my podcasts and make these insinuating ideas about my health or making up stories. That's not true. Everything is true. I don't have nothing to show for it. It's from my standpoint of view. It's an allegation. I don't need to prove it. You know, I'm not going to court. I haven't mentioned the person's name. You know, I'm aware of defamation and so on. If I said the person's name, then perhaps I would probably have to go to court and I had to prove and tell the truth. Yeah, I'm studying law school. I don't know how long I'm going to be there. By the way, these individuals are so evil. And the only thing I will say is, I'm not that type of person. But I think they see me as a victim, someone to step on. Something, you know, it's like looking at me and maybe they don't have something or they don't like what they see. Maybe there's definitely prejudice of some type. Maybe it's threatened by somebody trying to be an artist or be a law student and trying to undermine my potential. Harassment, making up allegations, true or not, that they stole my songs and they may have sampling, saying that I should hang out with my own kind. It's a racist statement. I stay away from any type of individual who say that. I endorse everybody who wants to be in an interracial marriage or not. Because love on a spiritual level and on this earth does not see color. It also does not see any type of lifestyle. Because that has nothing to do with the personality, the character. It's been scientifically shown that that is the truth. Now, they're angry about what I said about them at a center or put them down. That is not true either. I get angry. And I say things as a human being, get angry, but I haven't talked to them directly. I only wish people the best. But I know my personality may make them think, oh, I'm a victim to step on. I don't think so. I didn't come in this world to be stepped on. And I'm going to make sure they made the wrong mistake. But I had to do it by law. I can't use my fists. I can't do things illegal because that get me in trouble. That's their level. I get angry sometimes as a human being. But as I said before, I'm a good person. I'm not going to put my shoe. I can visualize what it's like to be a sociopath or a narcissist or a dangerous person or someone who needs help. And I can't go down that direction. However, my personality has pushed some people away. I complain a lot and I want justice. And I feel that they misunderstand me and they call me crazy or cuckoo or whatever. Fine. It's all for the right reasons. Because these individuals, like I said, they stooped to the low to use my name allegedly. Allegedly. Alleged means an allegation that they made, which a lot of times I don't believe. Use my name on card registration, which is ID theft. They even said they went to my school to not prevent me from getting financial aid checks so I wouldn't pay my home. They said they didn't want me to be in the music industry by making up lies because I had ambition. That's evil. You know, homophobia is wrong too. I'm gay. I'm proud to be gay. I used to be in the closet for years, and I'm going to mention it again. But I don't want no homophobe coming my way to try to target me or attack me. And, yeah, there are individuals who don't want me to live here because I'm a homosexual. I'm not in no relationship. I am not afraid of anything anymore. I've been through that when I was younger. Some people told me to be quiet about it, and I'm like, I can't be quiet about it. I'm not going to just flaunt it. But I can't help it. It's the truth. And some people think they're trying to make me be straight. I can't. It took me years to realize that I am who I am. Well, I'm not in no gay relationship. I don't know if I will be, but I am gay, and that's who I'll always be. But I'm not going to want to talk about it too much because I know there's homophobia and ignorance in this planet. Yeah, there are people who want me to leave this area because of my sexuality, and I don't have no attraction to them. I'm just sick of the categories, and I'm sick of lies. And I don't like to live a life that's being victimized, or having the feeling of when I come outside, they come drive around, call me names and say things to press my buttons, to say they want me to lose my home, take away my dream, and all kinds of negative things on a daily basis because of their illness. Their mental illness is the problem. They don't have no capacity to take care of themselves. Don't look at me for the answer. I'm not the one who's in their position. you know, stealing and trying to prevent me from getting a check or trying to prevent me from getting in the music industry, these alleged allegations, I say allegations, if they are true, that's a sociopath. I believe these individuals are sociopaths. If they weren't, they wouldn't be continuing to do this. The sociopaths would go to prison. I don't want no sociopaths attracted to me or no narcissist, no dangerous person, no somebody who's prejudiced, no homophobe, no racist. I don't want that. Somebody who's not open-minded, I don't want that around me. But they come my way. And because I talk about this online, and, you know, as I mentioned before, people question what I say and misquote me and misinterpret me. That happens all the time, even with much bigger people in the public eye. I don't consider myself famous. I consider myself famous because I have a little bit of publicity. But I'm still an unknown person for the most part. But they look at what I say on these podcasts or my music or my books and make these false allegations about my mental health. I have some woman who thinks I should get a conservatorship, which is ignorant. And, you know, their mentality is very low. I think they should be investigated by somebody if they don't understand the reality of where we live. I'm too high functioning. I got a doctorate degree. I have went to college. I take care of myself. I own a home for a long time. I am a business person. I am never going to get a conservatorship in this lifetime. I'm too high functioning. Unless I lose my eyes, or which I hope don't happen, or if I get very, very old and I can't function because of old age, or, you know, become senile and then I don't understand. Perhaps, but not anytime soon. But, you know, trying to hinder me from the check, you know, at a school, and they even said that they stole two checks from the school, which is wrong. They're going to go to jail. And, you know, it's really wrong. It's really wrong. I had tried to do the right thing on this planet. I spent a long time, years, trying to make it in the industry as an artist. And for these individuals to say that, to make allegations that they stole my song, I mean, these people are sick. What is wrong with the system? I don't know. Something is wrong when they keep coming over here from up to no good. One of them kept calling me a comedian. I did not come to Hollywood to be a comedian. I played around it. I probably have the talent, but I don't have the ambition. What I have the ambition is to be a singer, songwriter, or actor. It is no way I could be a comedian when I haven't seen my musical dreams come true, or with these individuals trying to undermine my progress to be in the industry, and trying to undermine my progress to be an independent person. They say in statements they don't want me to work, so I don't sell my home. Lying to people around me at schools that I apply to jobs and stuff. And I thought they were really sick because that's impossible because I don't know them. But when they, you know, I talked about those really way out allegations that they said they were peeping into my home. That was illegal. That's impossible. I mentioned it too many times. Repetition, okay? But if any of that is true, that is antisocial. For these individuals to make those statements, something's wrong with them mentally. I had to stay away. I'm not on this planet to be persecuted by being ambitious, by dangerous predators. These individuals are dangerous if they did any of that. They are dangerous. It's my hope that I keep honest and I continue to speak out about the truth. And, you know, because I try to be careful. Everything I say in this broadcast is true. I don't want the KKK type person coming my way. But I don't, you know, I said it because somebody said he didn't like me trying to be uppity because I'm black. That's racist. Or stay with my own kind. That's racist too. Or call me the N-word for no reason. Or say they don't want me to live here because I'm gay. And I don't have no trash to them. I don't even know them. That's homophobia. That's against the law in the state of California. My dream may have been undermined to be in the music industry and to be with jobs because of these people. I don't know whether they heard me talk. Perhaps the reason why they probably know is they probably heard me talking outside when I was walking with somebody on the cell phone, and I wasn't aware. I don't know how they know. I just say they can't. It's impossible, but there are people in the society who are dangerous. Some people have illnesses, sociopaths, they have mental illness, and they target people who they don't know or people they saw before or in their past or present. They don't like to see me or you try to be somebody. It's always the case. And they try to take away our dreams to make themselves feel happy. But I came to this planet to be somebody, and I know that I may, because I'm trying to take care of myself, push people away or something, but that's not my intention. I'm a very nice guy. I just can't be persecuted. I'm too strong for that. I didn't come into this planet to have somebody come over here and target me because they're jealous of me, and they said that statement. That is not a good statement because I don't deal with people like that. Take their jealousy and try to do something better with their lives. Why don't they go to school or volunteer or at least sit there and design something, do something to enhance the world and themselves, or and stop trying to target me, sit in a car and target me all day, or come over and say nasty things about me or live next to whatever, wherever they are. Because what you say and do does pertain to your destiny and how you interact with people. Because I don't have time to deal with this. I don't want to talk about this, but I have to. These individuals choose the time to do negative things on a daily basis. Negative situations, negative consequences. And it's not me. I got to work on myself. I have had too much struggles, too many injustices that happened to me. My musical dream in Hollywood, I did not get to the big time. And I have stopped performing simply because I just got tired. And I know they're happy about that. Oh, they're glad I ain't going to perform because they're so negative. I took his dream away. They're so happy. And also, they were also saying they didn't want me to, they wanted me to stay dependent, put myself in foreclosure to lose my, it was over losing my home. These individuals would say, oh, my home is so gorgeous. They think it's a lot of money. Ain't no money, 200 grand. As I said before, I had to stay away from criminals. And some people in this society are dangerous. I had to stay away. Or people have mental problems or so on. They love to see me. They want to see me fall. And that's not right. I have to stay ambitious. I had to do what I need to do. I suffered so many injustices in my job and trying to expand my horizons. I was prevented. I lived on the street. I paid my dues musically, and I got so many rejections. In my regular job, I had a job where they didn't treat me as an employee. I felt disrespected. I was targeted by somebody who had a mental illness by banging on my window 2 years, who I don't know. And somebody targeted me for years because they were obsessed with me, and I have no attraction to them. I was a victim of a crime. This includes, physical attacks, a bullet shot over my head, all kinds of things. I came close to death in my past, but I'm glad I'm still alive. So I have to be good to myself. I have to do the right thing. I didn't come on this planet to just suffer. and I suffered all through my life. There's so much more I cannot say, or you probably heard it already, that I can't afford at this stage in my life to be persecuted simply because I'm ambitious or because of someone's wants to discriminate me because of their prejudices or illness. That's not right. I'm telling the truth, but I can't afford to be stepped on. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.